Hello, welcome to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you create a wealthy life free from burnout and with the financial security to practice medicine on your own terms. I'm your host, Dr. Elisa Zhang. Hello, and welcome back to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. Diversification is a fundamental principle of investing and part of any sound investment strategy. In a nutshell, diversification is spreading your investments across various asset classes to reduce risk and potentially enhance returns. While many investors are familiar with diversifying within their domestic market, adding international index funds to your portfolio can offer numerous advantages. In today's podcast, I'll talk about the benefits of including international index funds in your investment portfolio. To clarify, when I talk about domestic stocks, I am talking about the United States, since that is where I live and invest. Most of my listeners are from the United States, but if you are listening to this podcast and you live in another country, just know that this is a very United States-centric episode, so to speak. So here, when I talk about international stocks, I'm talking about companies based outside of the United States. International stocks can still be traded on the New York Stock Exchange. A stock for a company can actually be traded on multiple exchanges. In the United States, our main stock exchanges are the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. Across the world, there are many other stock exchanges, including the London Stock Exchange in the United Kingdom, the Tokyo Stock Exchange in Japan, the Toronto Stock Exchange in Canada, the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, the Saudi Stock Exchange. You get the idea. The U.S. share of the global stock market value is currently close to around 60%, which is a bit out of proportion to the 25% share of the global economy we actually hold. In 2008, the U.S. share of the global stock market value was closer to 40%, so it's grown even larger in the last 16 years. Over that time, investments in the broad U.S. equity market have quadrupled, whereas investments in the global ex-U.S. market have gone up about 1.7 times in U.S. dollar returns. This makes some people believe that the value of U.S. stocks may currently be inflated, which could give another reason to invest more in international stocks. The United States has about 1,500 publicly traded companies, with the top 10 companies in the United States market making about 27% of the overall market value. The global market outside the United States has about 6,000 stocks across 47 different markets. The dividend yield in the U.S. market index is 1.6%, compared to the dividend yield of the global ex-US market of around 3.2%. This is partially because the big tech companies that are a large part of the US market, like Apple and Microsoft, don't usually pay dividends. Diversification aims to minimize risk by not putting all your eggs in one basket. When you buy a mutual fund, you're diversifying your investment by investing in a collection of stocks and bonds compared to buying individual stocks and bonds. Some of these holdings will do well, which offsets the holdings that are underperforming. If you invest in the S&P 500 index fund, you're investing in 503 of the large US companies that meet certain criteria, therefore diversifying your investment across all these different companies. By investing in international index funds, you expand your portfolio beyond the United States or your home country's borders if you're a listener outside the US. And of course, I suggest low-cost index funds as the way to invest in any market or market sector, and that also holds true for international stock investing. Investing in the international market gives geographic diversification, which reduces your exposure to any single country's economic, political, or market-specific risk. Diversified portfolios are much less vulnerable to the fluctuations and downturns of one specific market, making them more resilient to global economic shocks. Diversification is best when the diversified investments have low correlation to each other. Having a low correlation means that the returns on one investment says nothing about the returns on the other investment. If investment A and investment B have low correlation, then if investment A goes up, investment B may also go up, but it may also be going down or staying the same and not changing much at all. If two investments have high positive correlation, then their returns tend to trend in the same direction. So they'll both go up together as well as they'll both go down together. One of the key benefits of adding international equities is the potential for low correlation with domestic equities. Different countries have diverse economic cycles, fiscal policies, as well as market dynamics. International regions include developed markets like Europe and Japan, emerging markets like India and Brazil, and frontier markets in Africa and the Middle East. Geographic diversification helps you spread the risks across these different regions and really take advantage of these varying economic cycles as well as market conditions. When the U.S. market is experiencing a downturn, then there are other international markets that may be on the upswing, and this can help offset losses in your portfolio. And this really can act as a hedge and reduce your overall portfolio volatility, one of the benefits of diversification. Many of the world's fastest growing economies are in emerging markets. Investing in international index funds allows you to gain exposure to these high growth regions, such as parts of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Emerging markets can offer compelling investment opportunities that also may come with higher volatility. Adding some exposure to emerging markets balances risk and potential reward. International index funds may also provide exposure to sectors and industries that are not as well represented in the United States. One example would be specific minerals and the companies that mine that mineral that are not found in large quantities in the United States. Investing in international index funds also introduces currency diversification into your portfolio. Exchange rates can have significant impact on returns. When the U.S. dollar is strong, it can reduce the returns of U.S. stocks held by international investors. On the other side, when the U.S. dollar is weak, it can enhance returns for those holding foreign assets. This currency diversification can provide a hedge against currency risk and enhance returns in a globally interconnected world. While diversification primarily aims to reduce risk, it can also lead to higher potential returns. International markets offer varying growth rates and opportunities that may not be available in the United States. By tapping into these opportunities with international index funds, you could potentially benefit from fast-growing economies and industries, and this may also lead to increasing the return on your portfolio. Other considerations to consider when it comes to adding international index funds into your investment portfolio includes rebalancing. As different asset classes perform differently over time, your portfolio's asset allocation can drift from its original targets. It's generally a good idea to rebalance your portfolio between different asset classes about once a year. When rebalancing, you sell the assets in the classes that have appreciated significantly, and then you buy assets in those underperforming classes. For example, if you want 80% of your portfolio to be in stocks and 20% of your portfolio to be in bonds, take 2022 when bonds did really poorly. So you may sell some of your stocks to buy more bonds now, and there is a possibility that bonds will do much better this year if interest rates are cut, as the Feds have indicated they will likely do. There are also potential challenges and risks associated with international investing, like with any type of investing. Before, I talked about how investing in international equities gives currency diversification, but it also gives you currency risk. Fluctuations in exchange rates can impact the returns of international index funds. A strengthening domestic currency can reduce the value of foreign investments when converted back to the home currency. International equities are also going to carry political and regulatory risks. Different countries have varying political stability as well as regulatory environments, and these factors can affect the ease of doing business as well as the protection of investor rights. While we invest in international index funds for the added diversification, international markets may also face economic challenges that differ from domestic markets. Recessions, inflation, and economic crises can impact the performance of international index funds. On the flip side, international markets may be doing better economically when we in the United States are facing certain economic challenges. The Great Recession of 2008 really started in the United States due to regulations, or really lack of regulations, in the banking industry. While generally not an issue when investing in international index funds offered by brokerages like Vanguard, Fidelity, or Charles Schwab, there can be language and cultural barriers with international investing. International investing may require dealing with people speaking in different languages, as well as differences in culture and unfamiliar market practices. If you do invest in international equities through international stock exchanges, then you may also face issues with liquidity as well as trading hours. Some international markets may have lower liquidity and different trading hours compared to the United States, which can affect the ease of investing in international equities. However, if you're using international index funds, like I mentioned before, this is really not so much an issue. International investing can also lead to complex tax implications, like withholding taxes on dividends as well as capital gains tax. As I said, all investing does come with risk, and as with any risk, the goal is to mitigate the risks that are present as much as possible. Investing in international index funds can provide a convenient way to access international markets. There are those, including Jack Bogle, who is the founder of Vanguard, who don't think international stocks are really needed in a portfolio because large U.S. companies do business in international markets. And that's certainly true. When I was backpacking in the backwaters of Madagascar, we came across this hut that was days away from any commercial area, and it sold Coca-Cola products. And of course, Coca-Cola is a U.S. company. However, I still think there's a role in diversifying your investment portfolio by adding international stocks that can be beneficial. The enhanced diversification, the overall risk reduction of your portfolio, having access to different sectors and industries, currency diversification, and that potential for higher returns are all reasons to consider investing in international index funds. Geographic diversification across developed, emerging, and frontier markets really can further enhance your portfolio's resilience as well as the potential for growth. Whenever you're adding a new investment strategy, it's always important to consider the associated risk and challenges as well as your investment goals and risk tolerance. By incorporating international equities into your portfolio, you can potentially enhance your investment returns while decreasing volatility and really build a more robust as well as dynamic investing strategy that positions you for success in this globalized world. So to summarize things up, I don't think you have to invest in international stocks, but I also think it's really easy to invest in international index funds with low expense ratios through brokerages like Vanguard, Fidelity, and Charles Schwab. It adds another piece of diversification to your portfolio with relative ease. I personally do include international index funds in my portfolio. I hope you found this episode informative. It's certainly my goal with the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast to educate and inform on personal finance as well as investing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you are enjoying this episode, I would really appreciate if you could leave a 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or with whatever podcast app you are currently using. Thank you so much and have a great week. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could share it with your friends and colleagues. And now for the disclaimer. I am not a certified financial planner, accountant, or attorney, and nothing I say should be construed as professional investment, tax, or legal advice. This show is primarily for your education and entertainment. I am a physician, but I'm probably not your physician. So if you need any medical advice, please contact your own physician. Thank you.